Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And our Twitch is twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Subscribe to that. We get on there every once in a while. We used to do a regular Monday thing. We'll probably get back to it. I don't know what's going on with that, with our weird indie podcast.
Oh boy.
Did you listen to it?
No, I haven't listened to it yet because I don't want to have anything to do with it until the image is right.
Well, so we'll get on there once that. Yeah, no, they sent us cover art and it's really bad. It's AI and it's really bad. And so Willie's trying to fix that. But yeah, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, multi-hyphenate Hilton Brown. What up, Hilton?
Hey guys. I just figured I'd do a head whip.
Dude, how's it going?
Everything is moving along. The universe is churning and chewing and consuming and spitting out.
Yeah,
and
the gears of time.
The gears of time, they're moving. I have been working out again, so my energy levels are like through the roof.
Do you actually notice a difference? Because I've never noticed any difference.
Yes. You see the... That's what it's really about. It's just trying to do the guns. What are you doing? Now you're wrecking my gun show, bro.
yours are better than mine. I'm just like a sideshow over here.
No, now everybody says, okay, well, everybody's got guns on that show. Everybody's got guns. No. Yes, I absolutely notice a difference. Absolutely 100%.
That's crazy, man.
But there are reasons.
Nothing I do ever changes me. It's crazy.
Well, wait, you're saying it never physically changes you? It doesn't change your brain chemistry?
It changes me physically. I don't get any kind of like energy out of it. I'm always endorphin rush. No, nothing.
So wait a minute. But when you've tried to work out, like, are you committed? Are you doing it for a period of time? Is it a life change or is it just like a thing?
A couple of years ago, I started doing like 3 days a week just in around here, like resistance and like body weight type stuff, you know.
Okay.
But even like running, like the runner's high and stuff, like I've never experienced any of that.
How far have you run?
Oh, like to the end of the block. I mean,
I've never had runner's high either. I used to run 1 to 2 miles. Like, when does runner's high happen? I used to run enough and play a lot of basketball.
I don't know. I have a friend right now who does those really extreme like marathon type things. They're like longer than marathons and you go through like dirt and shit.
Yeah, like 100-mile marathons.
Yeah. But he gets stoned. He like gets stoned to do that, him and his buddy. And they just like talk and do it. And
oh
they
my
love
gosh.
It. They love it. Yeah.
I'm right there, brother. That's me.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Like I drop my girls off at school. Let's take that part out. So I would I drop my girls off at school. I'd have my dog. We'd go to Balboa Lake. We do 5 miles or 7 miles. That was just my everyday thing. And the runner's high for me is it was always there. But what I would always do is I'd say, if I want to quit, I got to make it through the first quarter mile. I'm going to do the quarter mile. And after that quarter mile, then I'll decide. And what I found is that by the time I'm finishing that quarter mile, the body's like going and I'm almost at that place where I can like disconnect and zone out. And now the runner's high of just everything else melting away. You like that visual effect? Everything else just melted away.
I've never experienced that.
I do have a similar thing to that, only instead of running, it's driving and then instead of stopping, it's stopping to pee. And I just go, if I can just make it another 20 miles, then I can stop to pee. But then I'll get to that 20 miles and be like, you know what? I can probably go another 20 miles.
I've only
had like 3 bladder infections. Hey, Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. free will. Do we have free will? Are you in charge of the choices you make? If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Those are the lyrics from the Rush's Free Will song.
Yeah, it sounded familiar. Yeah.
Tonight, let's talk about free will on Real Life Sci-Fi.
This is a contemptuous topic between me and Willie Hilton. So maybe you can bring some, you know, level thinking or something to it. Willie, I'm sorry, I don't want to get too far ahead of this, Willie, but you believe that we don't have free will, right?
Humanity has the possibility of free will, but that we can't experience it because of all of the boxes that we are put in from the belief systems of our government, our society, our spirituality, mostly religion, not spirituality, but that we have been disconnected from our actual free will. But I do believe it's possible.
Hilton, what do you think right off the bat?
I think about free will and I say, hey, we're only as free as our limitations.
Like those self-imposed limitations?
I think there are self-imposed and also natural limitations. Like I might think that I can exist without air. How long will that last? Versus I can abstain from having sex, and how long can I abstain? So there are different categorically, you know, defined measures for that. Not saying that sex and, you know, the other are the standards, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
No, but that's a good point. Like it's two things that humans have to do, right?
Do you have any agency in deciding whether or not you can breathe air? Is there agency in that?
But that's not free will, because you can choose to not breathe air and then you can die, and that's your choice, right?
The answer to that is the obvious yes, but then and maybe this is just me being like, you know, too metaphysical or philosophical.
You could never be too much of either of those things for this show.
No, it's just this thing where you say, throughout the history of our existence on this planet, have people decided within like a moment it's not worth it and check the fuck out before ever even experience it?
That's my proof, right? That we actually have free will, because no matter what constraints, no matter what stresses, everything, I don't condone this and I feel very sad about it, but the fact that people can commit suicide is the proof that, like, oh, well, this doesn't fit into the system of anything trying to be put upon you.
Ding, 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 ding. Bah, 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 bah. My oldest brother, hold on, like, you know, this is emotional. I mean, I'm not emotional about it, but it will be weird for you. But my eldest brother committed suicide, tied a rope around his neck, jumped out of a window. He had tied his hands, bound his hands, either in front of or behind his back, and jumped out of the window, hung himself, okay? That's the surface story. The beneath the surface story is that there's a guy who had been locked up before for some bullshit or whatever, had been raped, whether it happened or not, maybe happened in jail. Then there's a potential for him being rearrested and going to prison for the rest of his life. So he made a fucking decision. Shit that we do has consequences. I don't want to suffer those consequences. I'm good. I don't want to spend 25 years in that aggressive environment,
right?
Being changed, being perhaps violated.
I would say, as a man who has been suicidal at times, nothing clinical, like, don't worry about it, but here's what I'm saying. Like,
it's real. You hear my girl over here? Yeah, that's my truth teller right there.
I think
calm down. Look, dogs speak in spirits, man. They don't speak in length.
Does she agree with me?
I think she's spoken. I'm not talking to her.
Your brother, right? And mm-hmm. facing jail. I read something about like humans the other day where there is no happiness. There's only progression, right? You know, we're talking about these billionaires. Like they don't need any more money. What they need is to progress. Like they just are obsessed with progressing and going through. It's like a video game. I think all of life for everyone is like a video game. You want to be escalating.
God.
Well, sure. Yeah. I guess the ultimate goal would be God. So these billionaires.
Where else do the billionaires want? I mean, like, where does this end for them?
It's interesting. And that's as good an answer as I'd never even thought about that. I've just thought about them ruining the entire world by just like taking everything.
Like, where are you going?
What's your plan? Star Trek so what much because plan? To take away money from a society and to force them to work together.
Okay. And I don't want to stop you, but like you're describing what happens when one of these billionaires decides to give it all back and then we go to space. You're describing Star Trek, right? You're describing the origins of Star Trek.
Uh-huh. Because it's not going to come from the state money, yeah.
No,
but at the same time, the idea of does it never enter their consciousness? Fix the problems that we have. What the fuck are you doing?
That's the question for the ages. Like, what are they fucking doing?
They're doing it with our money that we've given them. That's the part where it's like, here's what you realize.
Not even that we've given them, that they figured out a way to steal, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They figured out a way to steal it. They bred with our ancestors to get to it. And now they've created a hybrid that does this thing where we're on all fours and we're looking behind and saying, hey, are you okay? You good? That's what happened. I know that was a rant. We understand the reality of it. Like, we have very simple needs, but we're controlled by a system that says, well, you need to ask us for permission. I got to ask you for permission to give somebody an orange for my tree so they can make orange juice.
Most of our decisions that people attribute to free will, that, you know,
where's my free will in that?
Is based on the subconscious mind.
It all ties together. The fucking, you can give someone an orange. Do you choose to, or is the city going to tax you? And like, what's up with them? I'm sorry. It all ties together. Continue, Willie.
The subconscious mind is where most of our decisions happen. Look in the realm of science. I'm gonna step back into science real quick for a second. Where they have all these brain scans and whatnot, and basically at this point they can scan your brain using MRI, and they can ask you a question and they can basically know what your answer is going to be like 6 seconds before you do.
That doesn't mean anything though. I'm sorry.
They got to be like yes, no questions.
If they're mapping your brain and then they know what happens when you say yes, then that part of it lights up. And then when they ask you another question, that part of it lights up before you're able to say it because your brain is the one processing it. Of course, it's going to be shown on the screen before you say it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I agree with what you're both saying.
To say their interpretation is right?
Well, this is a very materialistic science approach where it's just like, hey, the brain is where all the information comes from.
Yeah.
I lean towards the idea that the mind goes beyond the brain and it uses the brain as a tool.
So, yeah. Okay.
So predicting that does not affect free will. And so my parallel question is, you know, like a caterpillar can live its whole life and turn left, turn right, eat this, eat that. It's still going to be a butterfly.
And it's cute, right? It's very cute. I want it to be cute. When I'm picturing this, I just want it to be a very cute caterpillar.
Unless they're eyebrows that a security guard at a studio puts on her eyelashes, not an eyebrow, but eyelashes.
Yeah.
They are so exaggerated that they protrude 2 inches from her fucking face.
Yeah.
No, so not shit about that.
So not that.
I picture the eyebrows of in the original Dune movie. There was a race of people that had like the bushiest eyebrows.
That's gross. I hate it. I don't like bushy eyebrows, man. It's not cool. So anyway, this caterpillar, what was your story?
I compare a lot of our lives to that of a caterpillar, where it's like the life of the caterpillar really has no free will. The free will comes from choosing the caterpillar, because the caterpillar is still going to be a butterfly and the caterpillar can't commit suicide. You know,
from what perspective are we looking at the caterpillar? Are we assuming that the caterpillar's decisions are that basic and simple to their existence? Because if I'm a Martian, if let's say that I'm some three galaxian entity that's observing me from outside of our atmosphere, what is my commentary about the people down there? These motherfuckers don't even know how to like connect all the planets.
Yeah, it's the same as looking at a caterpillar, is what you're saying.
That's where I was getting at too, is that like if you watch most humans, and I can only speak mostly for America, but like they don't make too many decisions in a day. They spend most of the time reacting.
Oh, dude.
Wait. But those reactions are, do you think, Will, that those reactions are to try to do what happens when you get cut and then your skin automatically kicks in and says, hey, we need to try to reconnect this tissue. Let's heal this. And then our brain says, hey, we got cut. Let's go sanitize. Let's put medication on it. But before that shit even happened, there was a core value that's at our heart and our soul and the continuance of our existence that says, hey, we need to do this thing that keeps us moving forward.
Life itself, all life, kind of takes away from free will because life needs to survive.
It doesn't take away from free will though. You're just compromise. Life is compromise.
To a no sum game.
Well, depending on what you think. I mean, like if your version of life is winning, then sure. But I think a no sum game would be like coexisting and then being happy and dying, you know?
But the other side has not benefited more than one side. The question is, and you just hit on it, is that like what's your real end game? Which I think is a question for me. And yes, I do want to know, but I want to ask this. What does free will actually want? Does free will want to live? Or does free will understand the existential answer to the question of we are not actually existing? We are nothing. And all of the other stuff is just what we are academically trying to do to justify our existence here. I know it sounds some hippy-dippy metaphysical shit. I don't mean it to sound like that, but I can't help but think like that, like, because I'm weird and I'm trying to figure out why I want to go left instead of going right. I don't understand it. And it's not my will. One feels right. One feels not right. I don't have shit to do with it. I don't know why fuckers don't like clowns. I don't know.
Don't you think that?
I'm sorry.
You saying left or right, this one feels good, this one doesn't, isn't that free will? Like whatever you choose would be free will, right? Because that feels bad, like why would you do that if you had free will?
The idea of will, I think for me, it asks a question of intent. I can make decisions. I think about it like being a dad, and I say, you know, I said something to somebody, it was a flippant comment. I said, hey, look, before you have kids, you can make choices. After you have kids, you make decisions. When you make decisions, that's it. A choice is like, you know, I could do something different next week. No, a decision. Next week, you got to pay fucking alimony.
I like that. our brains still have a lot of different animal parts in them. When they say the reptilian brain, we still live off of fear.
I got to ask you, because you in that thread. What if lizards are doing this shit like we're in a human tillier existence, and they're talking about us like we talk about them when we say reptilian? No, I mean, like, it, I think that everything has consciousness.
Yeah. But why? But what about that? Why? What?
I'm sorry.
There's
go ahead.
No, but there's no recourse. Like, let the lizards talk about us, right? Like, same way we talk about them.
But they talking about us doesn't affect us. Us talking about them, we use them as like a footnote in our existence. So
I don't know. Like, we kind of steer clear of lizards at this point. Like, we're kind of like, whatever.
Well, and there's basically two different kinds, you know, like there's the ones that live in fear, and there's
Hang on. We got way too semantic. We went way too semantic, way too quickly. And I think that's my fault. Because you're not saying lizards, are you? You're talking about like any kind of organism.
What the fight or flight part of our brain is reptilian. And that fear keeps us from making a lot of choices. And so we are a herd mentality living creatures. And so for a lot of people, they don't want to step outside of the herd. They don't want to be embarrassed.
Sure.
Nope.
They don't want to. And so that determines a lot of our decisions. But
they
once you
pragmatic.
And I,
what
I'm
about
not trying
the people
to say
who
that,
don't, though?
Yeah, I'm not trying to say this is an evolution thing, but I would say creatives and intelligent wants to leave the herd, but sheep want to be herded. And so,
do sheep want to be herded, or do they need to be herded? And then do they really want to, do the reptilian brains ones, do they want to leave, or do they have to leave?
I think that the reptilian brain makes them fear so many things that their only choices are to avoid fear. You want to survive.
So they're not leaving to like have some greater level of existence. They're leaving because they're fleeing and they don't want to become a sheep.
No, but you could also say that, like, all right, we're the sheep. Let's do an analogy.
Yeah.
Everything you just said about a sheep, now we're the sheep, and a fucking alien comes down and like starts hurting us, right? So what does that have to do with your argument on free will?
That most of our choices are going to be out of fear to survive. And so our free will is taken from us because we feel the fear.
Free will is a choice versus continuing our existence being programming.
Yeah.
Programming,
you have to lose
first.
The fear to get free will. You have to drop all your fear. Otherwise, you're always living in fear of something, and those decisions are being made out of fear.
Are you saying, Willie, that then we don't worry about, or we don't try to determine an outcome to what we're doing in time while we're here?
I think that our existence has been determined by too many things. And so this is the saddest thing I'll ever say. Maybe billionaires are the only people that really have free will, because what's their fear? To lose their money? Like, I know that that's a real fear, but I'm just saying, like, and people still have fear, but I'm saying that, like, they have dropped most of the fear that most of us live with.
No, you're thinking about it the opposite way. You're right, but you're 100% wrong. The people who have no fear are the people who have nothing to lose. The people who are on the streets,
great,
doing drugs, all that shit, that fun shit, and we're all telling them, like, don't do that. Dude, if we all just went on the streets and, like, did drugs and fucking, like, hung out, it would be the funnest thing in the world, and we would figure out how to eat or whatever. We were all doing it, right? Hey, oh, there's corn over there. I don't know. And then probably society would start again. Someone would, like, get off the sauce and be like, I'm in charge of the corn. You have to pay me money now. The billionaires are the ones that are fucking
everything.
Towing the line.
You're so right. I love that, dude. This is why I say most people don't have free will, is because most people aren't choosing. And it's going to sound like a wet noodle to just be like, or, you know, I keep repeating myself of like,
oh, I like wet noodle.
Creativity, man. Like when you are creative, there's this freeing thing of like creating.
You're not wrong about that. And I'm switching my headset, but I just want to say, like, yes, be creative. But if you're not creative, it doesn't mean you're a piece of shit. You
know? No, I don't know. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying most people aren't given the opportunity to be creative because of this fear thing. And like, we're being led,
they are worried about surviving.
We're even taught what existence is, and it's all wrong. We get taught what box we're in, and then we don't even, most people don't even question the box.
They're taught that the consequences.
But you did. I mean, you did. Like, didn't we all?
The consequences of questioning that box will exponentially cost you more than your obedience would buy you.
Yeah, but that's life, right? I mean, isn't that better?
Not really. Depends on where you are. If this is 1950 and you're a 19-year-old girl who's been out of high school for a year, she's okay or will acquiesce herself to getting beat by her husband, not satisfied, not having the life that she wants, not being able to go to college and educate herself and let her mind expand. And this is the mother of every single child. The reason why I even offer that as an example is because from a woman, children are born. It comes from a womb, from a female, whatever that, I'm not saying that, whatever that argument is. I don't care about that shit. I'm saying that there's like tangible, factual shit where you're like, okay, we got to like acknowledge that babies are still being pumped out.
I got you, man. I got you, though. Like, I can tell you exactly why that happens. And it has everything to do with free will. And I think maybe it's ingrained in all of us. Well, and it definitely is, because we all want to fuck something, right? Like, we all want to procreate. So the mom who can't get out of the bad situation, like, yeah, bringing a child into that situation is probably not the best idea, but that child is going to live 40 years beyond you. And those traumas that have been inflicted are going to waterfall down and get less and less and less and less.
Maybe, or be the foundation for how that person moves through the universe that they know.
You're not wrong.
I'm only asking, I'm only stating it like that because, you know, I'm not, at 51 years old, I am grateful to understand that I'm discovering where I am in this time continuum of my life and how shit affected me and how it made me different. And, but I think
that's the coolest thing about that, you, because it's like, you know, it's because I'm the same way. It's like, I don't give a fuck about anything that happened before.
I think everybody's the same way. You know, like we're all just like floating around trying to fucking figure our shit out. Some are like, oh, I just want to party. Yeah, I just want to feel better.
I mean, listen, we're all talkative guys. We're all available to talk about anything. Would you say that your existence thus far may have been better if we all talked about more stuff?
Yes.
We'll define that. What do you mean?
Well, I know, dude, stuff? It's so blanket. I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of things that I haven't talked about because... too personal. I didn't want to deal with it. Just like,
it's proven that you have to talk about stuff.
And even when we're trying to hold back and not go in depth, the level to which we hold back reveals a whole lot about us. And I'm only saying that to say we expose the illusion of what I can control, what is me that I expose to the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
How it influences other people. That's all right here.
But we all agree on this, and we're all open, but we also all still don't talk enough to heal our. I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, like, well, from a society standpoint.
Wait, I thought you were going to tie it back to free will. Like, what does that have to do with free will?
I don't think that we are supposed to be individuals in this. We're supposed to have an individual experience, but I think we're supposed to all work together through more of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Really, this is, but that's frustrating because, like we are individuals. And we have been set up to be that way. And like, don't you think that the reason we've been set up that way is to try to come together? And like, I'm siding with you, but the experience is part of it. This is it. This is, you got to live through this and then you can become fucking star beams or whatever, you know?
We think about gaps in how people are aging. Like girls, we're taught from the time that we're young that girls mature faster than guys do, right? So if you're on this sliding scale of who's getting older and smarter and wiser, some people that feel like they have an old spirit have already lived and seen enough. And they're like, you know what? I've seen that section over and over. I just want to get to the next one. Let's move on to the next stage where we see the best of who we are, how we can be. And everybody doesn't exist in the same, they exist in the same space, but not, they're not at the same
place. Not at the same time.
At the same time. And right. That's hard to really put together. But that's, I think for me, when I'm trying to figure out like how it, like what makes sense. What makes sense is that not everyone's moving in their own time at different times historically. And like, how do you tie all these things together and create a greater consciousness?
You don't. You don't.
Thing for us, you can't.
No, but I got it. I already got it. Here's the thing. When I meet someone that's like stupid, like legitimately stupid, not just me being like an asshole or whatever, like they're stupid. Yeah. I think that they just haven't been here enough in this consciousness, you know? Like there's people who are not stupid, but just like, what are you thinking? Like those
types. Newborns,
you know,
the newborns.
Yeah, sure. And I think like the further you go, the wiser you go, you get to a point where no one's on your level anymore. And this goes with like so many cliche things, but I just think that like, once you get to a point where you can stand everyone, like no one annoys you anymore.
Wow.
Then you're like, okay, I'm good. This is boring now. I'm going to go.
You mean you actually feel like you're one of everyone else?
Yeah. I mean, you've experienced that so many times.
You've taken your individual needs out of the equation. So now you don't expect or want or desire or require anything from everybody else to make you feel like I'm in this space.
Yeah, because it's like I'm above all you guys. It doesn't matter. And like people front like that. They're like, oh, I don't even care.
No, look, that's the ego shit.
And then I think, here's what I really think. If you guys want to, I know it's supposed to be about free will and stuff, but like, I think this is a training mechanism to get us to the point where once we go out into the cosmos, we're going to be equipped to just sort of not give a fuck about a lot of the things that's happening, right? Like, we have been accepted into this. These people are chill. Let's let them in. They're fucking chill. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to a club, and you can tell these guys are going to cause trouble, you don't let them in. But when it's like fucking just some bros or like fucking idiots, and that's maybe the wrong person, but like you let them in because you're like, ah, they're gonna be fine. They're gonna be fine.
Once we are at a point where we are migrating to other planets and universes, what happens? Like, I think we think about ourselves in every scenario, and we give ourselves more weight and more gravity than we actually have. Like
100%, yeah.
Like in another universe, in another space, like we may not have soil to like grow organic goods that we could survive on. We may not have oxygen, or there may be a small slither of a window where oxygen is available, so some universal or orbital entity will be able to say, hey, I got oxygen, and you guys need oxygen. Now I'm going to take you and you're going to do my bidding from now for the next 4 million years.
Yeah.
Because as human beings, we think about ourselves as the center of the universe. Everything exists for us.
I don't think that's what happens. And I'm gonna actually prove your point about that we are the center of the universe, because I do believe we are the center of the universe. Like, I don't think
the universe aliens. Or our universe.
The universe that we can comprehend and see, like we've got fucking telescopes going everywhere, right? We can see all the way to the end of it. Or yeah. Not to the end of it. We don't know where the end of it is. But like everything that we can see, maybe
shows
even beyond
us
that.
In the middle.
I think it's us in the middle, dude. I just like when you read about like how many planets are exactly like Earth that can rotate around a fucking sun.
Okay.
I loved when this finally hit me, where it's like, if you want to change the world, change yourself. I've heard that my whole life. But then finally at one point it was like, oh, well, if I just be what I think should be changed, then I won't focus on what needs to be changed. And I'm just like, a simulation that I could believe in is, yes, each universe is an individual personal universe. And the simulation is trying to get you to be intelligent, because like how can we interact with other intelligent beings when all we have is issues and baggage and ego and physical wants and
saying,
chemical
right?
desires? Yeah, exactly. So I like the idea of trying to connect to an external mind that chose to have this experience. Like maybe, even though we're supposed to have this experience. Yeah.
If you want to conceptualize it as like a greater being or whatever, I just don't. I think we are who we are. This is why I believe in simulation theory. I believe that we're going through an exercise. And like, that doesn't mean that it's trying to cure cancer on some other planet.
Yeah.
It just means that like, we're not ready for the cosmos.
Maybe they created a whole other planet that never had cancer.
I mean, here's my question for you.
Maybe we are one of 10,000 planets that have gone through multiple iterations of existence.
100%.
And
yeah.
The galaxy that we exist in at the time we exist in. So our literal atomic footprint is nothing beyond what we already infinitesimally think is forever. It's nothing squared.
So
what is it that makes us need to be a part of it in some quantifiable way?
Playing a game, man. Like, is there an organism?
That's the ticket. That's the ticket purchase. We'll play the game so I can be in now. So now I can decide whether I'm going to be a superstar or a homeless person.
Who is working on making themselves better? Let's say only
everybody on the planet is. Everyone.
But not if you think that you're the best. I'm just saying that like you have to experience.
No, I just mean like
yourself.
You have parameters. Not everyone works under your parameters, but everyone is trying to make themselves better based on their own parameters of what means being better.
That's the hopeful version. I feel like a lot of people are stagnant and stuck in a situation where they don't need to get better.
And do they feel like they are an actual part of the planet being better? Like if you make a dissociation, there's something that happens with like, okay, I'll be real with you real quick. The word nigger. Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's a word that was meant to be used to create a disassociation from consciousness and a product. Like you have to dehumanize a person in order to brutalize those people.
Uh-huh.
And that's there's a very similar relationship that exists in how we move along in society. Like, we'll call it one thing. Meanwhile, are we giving actual access to what the need is? Because the numbers are the same. 10,000 mouths or 10,000 mouths. If 10,000 meals are being given because 10,000 mouths are being reported, did anyone ask what they look like, what they were? No. They just counted mouths, right? But that's like looking at it from a practical, mathematical, pragmatic view. There's a need. Let's fill that need. Let's not say, I won't fulfill that need because you look like this or you are that. There's a need and we can fill it. Do we have the resources? Yes or no? It's very basic, but we're not organized in our thought process all the way down to how we think about ourselves and identify ourselves within a culture. We're not taught that. That's never a part of, hey guys, you're starting junior high school and you need to understand these things that will make you, you know,
different. No. I think
sorry.
That's the micro.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're talking about what I'm talking about. You're talking about a microcosm of when you use that analogy of middle school, right? And then high school.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. We go into it and then somehow we survive. I think that's the entire point of life, is just going through and surviving. Like, it's a little fucking, you know, stupid, but really the whole point, I think. Oh, I told you earlier I was going to tell you the point of life, right? It's really easy. You don't have to harm anyone or do any bad things to anyone to achieve this. But it's really, and we've already touched on it, it's really just to progress. It's just to live your life and end it better than you started it. That's the whole fucking thing.
And that has the same base or spine or desire as any organism throughout history. It just wants to recreate and exist. That's it.
Totally. So when we talk about the caterpillar that Willie brought up earlier, that's not the end of the... So the caterpillar is eating leaves, walking around.
That's all it needs, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No,
and then it dies.
No one says that it has to think of itself as this butterfly. It never even fucking knows that that's what's happening.
Yeah. And if you take that and apply it to what I'm saying, we are all caterpillars. We're squirming around on this earth. When you die, you go into a cocoon. You come out. You're a celestial being.
Here's what I think is a key difference, maybe, not a point of contention.
Please challenge me, because otherwise I'll just believe
Here's what I think happened. I think somebody say, hey, you know what you might be? You might not be in the middle. You might actually be something else. And then they start believing that there's something else. Meanwhile, the fucking one who told you you're something else is actually trying to oppress you.
That's manipulation. That's Machiavellian, right? I mean, isn't that the game?
Yes. So now you're two levels into the Machiavellian deception. You're two layers deep now. You're already lost in the tornado.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason why I compare humanity to a caterpillar is because we just have so many blinders of things that, like, we have no idea. Like, picture a kid growing up today that loves the smell of clean clothes. And I'm like, that smell is a chemical smell that's like actually affecting your brain.
Wait,
hang on. We're having a good discussion. Now you're going to bring it back your soapbox.
No. But I'm just saying that
make that association
from every level of you growing up now, there's like nothing that you can that isn't
fine. You're okay. You're right. So what? Like, isn't it a part of everyone's journey to decide that shit for themselves? And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know, Wade. You know what, Wade? I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this question. You know what? Maybe nobody knows what it needs to feel like to kayak down the Appalachian River, where the Great Migration actually happened in the history of this country. Nobody needs to actually know what that feels like. Let's shut all those businesses down.
I don't even understand.
Look, yeah. I do. No, listen, I've done it. But it's one of those things where, like, I didn't even expect it to feel like this in this conversation. But it's just realization that we're, like, all trying to, like, stake our claim somewhere on our own individual Kilimanjaros.
Yeah. It's but a very funny a joke.
And we don't know we can get off.
It's a funny joke.
And maybe the biggest thing is this, is that they're like throwing, like, by they, I mean the aliens or the government or whomever, is throwing us little nuggets, and we're biting the nuggets like, oh, yeah, it's politics. Yeah, it's this or this. Dude, shut the fuck up. You don't even know. You fucking don't have batteries, and you breathe 24/7 for however long you live. You don't even have a scientific reason why consciousness exists. And you are acting like you have the answers.
Yeah, and then you're studying the brain, not even knowing that the brain is not the mind.
Willie, who wrote the goddamn manual? Give me the manufacturer's manual. That's what I want to know. I want to get the manufacturer's manual. When, you know, if I want to know where the alternator brackets are, I can look over here in the manual. You know what I mean?
You and everyone else. Yeah, dude, if there was a manual, this wouldn't be the experience that it is, right?
Okay, look. I didn't fucking plan this, okay? Are we doing what the Iliad, sitting here the whole time, says that we're doing? We're all seeking our creator. We're all looking out throughout history, every religion, every race across the planet, throughout existence, has always looked towards where we came from. And why are we looking for that?
Because we have no answer. And that's the whole thing. Like, that's why
are we looking for it? If it doesn't exist throughout the history of people, one could say that it would have at least run its course. And I'm being devil's advocate. So knowing that it's run its course, 30,000, a fucking million years later, why are we still looking for existence? Or why are we denying our existence? Are we trying to make ourselves more self-important throughout the history of time? Maybe if I'm just an atom, I ain't shit. Maybe if cash and money were not the currency, my existence wouldn't be shit. Taylor Swift wouldn't be fucking singing, doing concerts if there was no money to be made. Beyonce, Jay-Z, fucking whoever, the country western, I don't care. There's an incentive, and you live in a place where no person on the planet will see you.
That's the normal life. No, but that's the romantic part of it, right? Like, we're sitting here, kinda we're killing
like
time.
Aliens, though. Aliens. Who cares
what it is? Like, shouldn't we just devour all of Taylor Swift's discography and love it? Like, shouldn't we?
What's in it for Taylor Swift?
that people love her. That she gets admiration.
What is it by her? They love her so much.
If Taylor Swift is enlightened, She didn't even need Travis Kelce. Don't even fucking go there. She didn't need him. He needed her, if anyone.
Listen to what I'm saying. She didn't need him at all. She sought him out because of something that spoke to her. I think her heart, genuinely, she wants a good old country boy because she's a good old country gal.
That's very refreshing. I've heard so many cynical takes on this.
But the people are predisposed, built with, it's in our DNA, to need some deity to cling on to because we're not enough. It makes no fucking sense why we cannot solve homelessness, hunger, educational opportunities available to everyone. There's no reason why it can't happen. If every person said, "Hey, planet, we want to take our planet and make our atmosphere an afro. We want to grow that shit bold and true. We want to make it so that we all are living here forever because we can do the math because we're smart." We already convinced ourselves how smart we are. We know the math. We know carbon emissions. We could fix it.
Yeah.
We know there are this many homeless people. We know there's food shortages and then food that we throw out 75% of because it goes bad in the stores. But we can't give it to homeless people. We can't put... I'm just saying, it's just this thing where, look...
You have to understand, people above the people are just looking at how much money they have. Right?
Who are those people?
They're the people above the people. The people here are trying to help each other out. Then you go a level above. They got mansions. They just need more money.
Who are the people? Above the people, above the people, because I understand that we have a client paying for advertising time and space. The math on how it works is one thing, but if we take everything and we extrapolate it out layer by layer, you know, year by year or year over year, we say what is their ultimate end game? How much control?
They don't know how to stop it. I'm totally with you on all this. All I'm saying is it's psychotic. They don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
If they knew how to stop, they would. But they don't. They just need to get more and more and more and more.
So at their core, free will is not even something that is available to them, to even the leeches. They don't even have free will.
I didn't have free will
when I got captured as Rambo. My arms were strapped up and they dipped me into fucking hog water. Fucking hog water. When they dipped me, Rambo down, Rambo up. Now I got leeches on me. They're sucking blood. But the leeches didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know what I was doing.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather be here right now not having that experience or having an experience? Because it seemed like it turned out okay for you. You're here talking about it, and it's kind of a funny anecdote.
You don't even have scars, Rambo.
But that's what I'm saying.
But there are a lot... And it's interesting that you phrase it that way because... That is the power that the industry that we all work in legitimately can tap into. We can tap into the subconscious of people and show them a fantasy that they'll buy into and associate with and wire it into their DNA and say, I am now as talented as Beyonce. I'm going to do this and I'm going to be able to sell.
No, you're not wrong. I just don't understand the point. Because this is the cards we've been dealt, right? So, like, shouldn't we play
them? Of course it is. But someone, I don't want to, I hate feeling like I'm realizing that there is a sinister caste system that's in play. Because at the
end, my God. Yeah.
Hey, has anyone come in to pay your bills to make sure that you can eat and you're okay? Whether but you isn't have that, work or not.
Isn't that what's fun about it, though?
No. That shit's scary as fuck.
Listen, I've been broke for 4 months. My parents paid my rent for the last 3 months. So they're
okay,
like,
so pause that right there. What if your parents didn't have the resources to pay your rent?
No, 100%. Well, then
I would sell my Bitcoin.
I would sell my Bitcoin. Listen, I'm set up in a way.
What if you didn't have the Bitcoin?
What if, though? I mean, you can make me homeless if you want to.
No. Hear what I'm saying. When we talk about levels of existence, we're talking about how many layers are there really to this American cake? I like that. American cake. That's a movie.
That's very fucking good. Yeah. Trademark it. But I'm questioning the analogy. What is the American cake?
The layers of the cake, like it isn't a color thing, whether you have money or are born to people, have college educations, and you have a trust fund, or there is some backup to the backup to the backup. What if you're the lowest on that rung? Because what America has is from the lowest of that rung to the Donald Trump.
I'm telling you, though.
And even beyond the Donald Trump. But here's the thing is that I think that where it's always lost is that contextually, the story is never told from the top to the bottom. So there's never this communication that happens where the ones in the middle, it's not easy for them. Just like it's not easy for the ones on the bottom, because the ones on the bottom, if you've never had it, you've never missed it.
I like
the cover of the movie being this giant cake sitting on like a pile of manure.
And the frosting is dollars.
Yes. And poverty, wealth, generational wealth, transfer of property, none of that shit gives a fuck about you, because none of it is actually covered by your cultural, generational, emotional fucking ties. The state owns the rights to the land that your property is on. That's fucking
reality. There's something we need to talk about, though, which is it's very comfortable to be where you are, right? And so, like, this is actually a question. This is not a statement.
I'm wondering
if a kid, you know, from your neighborhood who had to sell drugs, like if that's the only opportunity, like would he, not me, but
in a general sense, I got you.
Right. Would he trade places with me for like how? I guess, like, how long would he
keep going with me?
Well, I'm saying, like, question. let's say that he could inhabit my body and just like live in my place and then start dealing with the shit that I'm dealing with, right? Like, whatever that is. Would he at some point be like, I know what it's like over there. I'd rather do that. Or is this better? Is this better? To have a fucking one-bedroom?
Wade, I think you just actually answered the question. That is what free will would look like.
Yeah. Choose your experience.
Listen,
we're not talking outcome, Wade.
In the realm of reincarnation, wait. I've heard that, like, yes, you choose... Your whole situation, yeah.
At 51, I'm going through shit, and it's emotional, and I'm figuring out my childhood traumas and mom and what it really was, and I'm like, fuck, man. What if I had been, like, born white, dude? Like,
yeah, or what if you could just go back to third grade and, like, change one thing? Like, I don't think you would.
It would, it, and like that's that I think that feeds into that Hollywood trope of, yeah, you can go back and change things, but then there's a ripple effect. Yeah, because you're still using the same rules and structure. I'm talking about, like, what if I could, like, decide to not be a black man?
Well, see,
you would never. You would never.
But I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't want to change it. I wouldn't change shit about me.
No.
And nor
no one would.
I don't think anyone would. And guess what? No one is saying to the world, nobody change anything. Let's change each other and the future together. And that design, that has more to do with, I think, like an energy rather than like some corporate agenda. I don't give business that in that type of power, because we know that businesses are owned by.
If we go back to my entire theory, which is like, we're only here to be, you know, good people or whatever. Like, that's the point of this, is to come here, be good people, and then maybe get enlightened and like move on. Here's the thing about the world, we will never figure it out, because then the whole thing stops, because the whole point of it is to try to get to that. And if we got to that, it would be over. And then how do we try out these new people? You know, so there will never be
just a different existence.
Why does the world stop when we get to that point of oneness or realization of our point of origin?
Oh, because that's super boring, dude. That's like not fun at all.
If everything else scientifically leads us back to the next step, and then to the next step, and then the final step, is that scientifically we end up at a state where,
well, you're working under the impression that this is reality. This isn't reality. This is the thing that maybe will get us to the reality.
See, in the realm of what Wade's saying, I've heard this before, and I've contemplated this, and it's just like, oh, your soul, your consciousness chose this experience, knowing the entire existence of this experience, but knowing that things could be changed. And so it's like, you chose all of this to just work, to see if you could work out the individual stresses and have this experience. So you chose the experience as a whole. And the purpose of creation is to experience all levels of creation, good or bad. So even somebody having a bad experience, so somebody chose to be Hitler. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they chose it.
Years ago, I developed this philosophy about an emotional bank that one had. And it was a thing about that I thought was kind of smooth and was like real player shit that you say to get chicks, like not to just get chicks, but like, hey, look, oh, baby, let me tell you how we, I'm not talking about like a pimp shit. I'm just saying, I'm like, hey, look, I think that there's this 180 degree range of emotion. You have to be able to navigate all of them in order to have the spirit of clarity.
This is what you would say to ladies at the bar? You would say this?
No, not in a bar. I'm talking about, look, man, this was me in junior high school, baby.
Oh, shit.
I was advanced. This is
even worse. Even worse. Like these, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They're worried about my pretty pony.
My head, I'm like, this is where it is, but now we're talking about like where you are in your consciousness.
Wait, so yeah, continue that, because I feel like we got dissuaded.
So, I'm sorry, I forgot why I was even going into that, man. Go ahead.
Fuck, me good too. Job. Shit. Willie, do you know?
Fuck. Willie, who knows, dude?
We all smoke too much.
A little bit too much. I don't know what you do. I don't smoke at all.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Hilton is
Canadian Ivory Christian ice water glass.
Yeah. Hilton is the guest chaplain at his fucking high school. He's
no,
really good.
I was actually, when I was in the Marine Corps.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, dude, fucking little fun fact. I swear to fucking God on my children's lives. I was our chaplain in our military, in the Marine Corps in my unit.
What? How was I thought you had to be like a priest to do that.
No, you don't. I was a minister. I was a youth minister growing up in South Central LA.
We've never talked about religion with you. Are you still religious?
Oh man, God, fucking cocksucker, damn it. What'd you say?
I'm so sorry that this is a confrontation.
Yes. No.
Are you religious? Or do you still believe in what is it? Christianity? Like, what's your religion? That's a funny sounding religion.
Well, for me, there was religion before and after understanding race relations in a colonized country.
What is this dark shit that you keep alluding to? Like, at what point you growing
at
up?
At what point are you just free, my brother, when they stop killing black people in the streets?
No, exactly. I'm with you. But I want to know, like, as a black person, how did that... And I'm not being like a fucking libtard or whatever.
Straight up. Wait, go. Straight in. Go. Straight
like, at what? At what point did you realize, oh, shit, this system is rigged and I'm on the wrong side of it? Like, at what point did you realize you were black, I guess?
So there are different degrees of black. Like, I'll tell you, there's one moment when it was a trigger moment, like a true trigger moment. My daughters, who are half, one is half black, half Mexican, one is black, and just black. And by black, I don't mean just black, like America. No, we have like a tribe of people that we come from, like every other fucking race throughout history. There was just
The whites don't keep track of it. We just kind of
because they don't need
wink. They just wink.
Yeah, it's like yeah, you know who we are.
Got it. We got it. Hey, I see you.
you mother. That's fucking great though. That's awesome. Because that's what's supposed to happen. Is what's supposed to be like. Oh damn, man. My bad.
Right.
Like
right.
when a motherfucker laughs about it, you're like. Fuck you, man. Instead of like, hey, man, was that your grandfather that fucking hit my grandfather? What the fuck you doing? Why is that fucking funny, you two piece of shit?
Because we have no power. Me and Willie have zero power.
And that's the test that I tell black people. Give them this test, man. Tell them about that shit. And if they get offended, you're like, oh, you fucking motherfucker. So it was your grandpappy, you motherfucker. Sorry, guys.
So what was it though? So you were saying you had a very very visceral.
Here's the visceral thing. Like, imagine if you will that the first lesson that really hit me happened to my daughter, and it made me reflect on something that had happened to me that I hadn't even like registered.
Sure.
So my daughter is, I'm a Marine, combat Marine.
Is this California? Oh. Where is this?
Where? When I'm a Marine?
Yeah. And you got your daughter, like where are you stationed?
United States. I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan. I was stationed on Oahu, Hawaii. This was before I had kids, but I am a Marine. I also went to combat.
Oh, I see. Got it.
It was like, a little crazy, a little fucked up. Because you do shit and you see shit and it's not okay to see. And they'll tell you you're going to not sleep for 22 years. But
you
that's
ever watch,
okay.
You ever watch Platoon?
Yes.
Is that too close to home, Platoon?
Yes, it is.
All right, I get you.
Well, there are parts of it that are. And then there are parts of other things that are also like Platoon is like,
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Like that actual drill instructor who was shot he was actually a real Marine Corps drill instructor.
Yeah, that's how he got the job. He was like training.
That's why he got the job. Yeah.
He was supposed to train somebody, and then he got the job.
So when a Marine looks at him.
Arlie Ermey, yeah.
He was like, he's kind of a fucking asshole. Like, he's a fucking one of those guys.
They didn't even write his lines.
At all. No, not at all. When I saw his story, I was like,
man, it seems like you guys are talking about. Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Right?
No, I'm talking about Platoon.
Oh, you're talking about Platoon with fucking Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's
in it. Yeah, probably his brother.
William Dafoe. Yeah. William Dafoe.
They're all
right?
in there.
Yep.
No, not that one. The other one.
Okay. All right, yeah. So keep going. I don't even remember the question at this point, but if you do, please keep going.
The question was, what was the moment that you were continuing with the? Yeah,
I went to school. I went to a school out in San Fernando Valley. I've always sounded like this. I've always talked like this. I've always been like this. I've identified myself like the way you hear me. But if you close your eyes, turn off the lights, you'd have to decide who I look like to you if you didn't know me. I always understand that it's a part of my consciousness. It's always been there. Like I knew I was black when I got to a predominantly white school and everybody else is white. Doesn't matter how I'm treated, how I'm seen. It's just, I'm looking like I'm the only person that looks like me. Oh, wait, my brother's here, but I see him every day. So we're the only people that look like us. But that's not really the question of when you realize you're black. The real question is when somebody calls you a nigger. When someone puts you in your place and reminds you of what the legacy of being this in this space is, which is a tremendous disservice to the actual legacy of what this is supposed to be.
Well,
that little juxtaposition is like the Republican or Democratic summation of those two arguments. Like, that's semantically how closely it aligns. Because it's the same fucking thing. Like when my daughter came to me and she had, somebody had told her, I can't play with you because you're black. It reminded me of some other shit that had happened. Like a guy that I was in fourth grade with, fucking David Wild, who said he wouldn't date a girl who was black. If you want to know when the moment was, fourth grade, I'm walking back to my class with David Wild, who has his surfer hair. I know it's surfer hair now, but it was short crop. And he was a skateboarder, and I started skating with him. And in that moment, like, we were talking about girls because I had this girlfriend, Inga Rogers, who was cute. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know anything about race or anything like that. Her best friend was Savannah Allsburg. Fuck them. So her best friend was Savannah Allsburg, who I used to make out with. And it was just, look, this is being young, right? We didn't do it at the same time. Nothing like that.
But no, I get it. You don't have to apologize like for your sinful, your very sinful.
I'm wondering why, like, wait, like, why is Wade like under his desk with his wrist? Like, what's going on, bro? No. So these girls were like, the first time, not the girls, but the school. I guess the thing is that once you're out of your environment, once you're in now, like I live in a black community. Now I'm around white folks all day. And it's not like white folks like, something's wrong, like, ooh, you want me to pick cotton? No, just like, oh, I go to this nerdy magnet school now because I'm smart. And ironically enough, the way that we got there was at my school that I was going to in South Central LA was this lady who had some tie to this nerd academy that we ended up going to, who was an out. So when we think about consciousness, who we are, what we do, when I think about my affinity or trust for white women, that's all the like real subcontextual shit that people have to go through.
Let me ask you
like,
this though.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying it is that one thing, but I'm saying like there are all these layers that are happening in this layer cake that all ask the same types of questions on different levels. And we all try
what about
to
this?
Like it's like I'm just this one thing, or you're just this one thing, or somebody else is just this one thing. They're not. Everyone has the same 37 layers in their cake. And they're asking
what about
all
this,
these
though?
Questions. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What about this? What if this guy, who's your buddy?
Which buddy?
The buddy who said he couldn't date a black girl.
David Wilde.
What if David Wilde just was not sexually attracted to black women?
I understand. Remember, I'm in the fourth grade. That wasn't the conversation.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say
listen.
Could that strip away trauma? Or not?
No. Because in the fourth grade, I remember, let me remember her name. I won't say her name because look.
Listen, I believe you. You don't have to back it up.
No, listen to me. Listen. I remember the first time you realized they had something that you wanted. We were like, oh shit. Like, wait a minute. That does a whole. So what if I like if I like rub it or touch it and okay, so now we cook them with fire. I'm saying to you that happened.
Yeah,
yeah, like you know the mystery and the unlocking of the chambers of your mind and who you are. That happens. Imagine if that happens, right?
Yeah, I mean it was
okay,
yesterday,
hold on,
but sure,
hold on.
It lasted yesterday. A decade for me. But
yes yesterday. But imagine that girl was some race or something other than what would have been approved for you in your life at that time, and
right,
all of
right.
the dynamics that would come along with that.
So what did come along with that? I mean, like how was it?
You have to make a
because
choice.
I can imagine it all I want, but like it's not gonna. In my brain, it's going to be awesome.
No, and you. But wait, you know what's interesting is that
I'm going to hook up with her. Everyone's going to love it.
It's going to, and in your mind, yes, there's that part where it's like, fuck it, I'm just doing my thing, and it's cool, and that's not cool because I'm satisfying somebody else's definition of it, but cool because I'm comfortable that I like this person and she likes me,
right.
Now, the dynamics of what that really looks like, does her family give her shit about me? Does my family give me shit about her?
Oh,
what's the societal leverage involved in that exchange?
And why do you care? I know that you're like a kid, but like...
One has to care because it is something that will impact you in your life.
But you wouldn't care about that now.
Yes, you would. At 51
what?
Years
would?
Old.
You still would?
At 51 years old, you got to remember that like your mind, not my mind or your mind, the mind has had more time here to rationalize and figure out like all of this stuff. How much of things that I've been through were my decision versus my predisposition to reacting in a particular way. I think that there's a lot less to me choosing than what I am reacting to.
So this is interesting because now we're equating free choice, and I'm fully on board with it.
I think if you grow
societal
up
societal norms and where you are in a society, right?
Yeah, man. I don't think that I think it's nice to think that I can choose. But when you've been burned by fire and someone sees, hey, that's a flame, you're like, hey, man, fuck that shit, man. Look, do you see the fucking burn mark on my fucking arm?
Right, right.
You can't convince me of that shit. And I am forever now jaded. Like, I start liking sushi. You know what I'm saying? I like sushi. You feel me? I don't want shit to do with no fire at all. I don't even eat fucking fried. I don't even eat eel, you know, no fucking
even to
fries.
Even to this nothing. Point,
who me? Listen, when we say if we want to try to understand, and this look, it's the human psyche and the dynamics of race are not natural to our existence here. It's a part of why I think we're killing ourselves and the planet, and it's all of the things that are usable to divide us.
Who do you think is in charge?
I could tell you this. One, at 51, it really matters because now I have to discover, figure out, make sense, bring it all into something that I can make work for me because help ain't coming. Help.
What about this?
But whose fault is it? Who's
no, no, no.
You'd ask me two questions. Like, who is responsible for it? Like, or whose responsibility is it to answer that?
Well, I guess. Go on.
Like, here's the thing. Race, in my opinion, race is not a real thing. Race is a real thing within a culture, yes. How race is used is to control people, just like religion was used to control the ancient Mesopotamians. You will be a slave in your afterlife if you don't serve me now.
Yeah.
No. Did anyone say, hey, who the fuck gave you that power? Like, who are you talking to? I want to talk to that guy. But it's a great example of how, you know, there is something, let's call it wisdom, knowledge, let's call it education, let's call it technology. Oh, just a different language, right? Technology.
Well, yeah.
Let's call it technology. And hey, whatever I say now, because I am the author of this new thing, you've had an organic life like 10,000 years ago. People were having an organic life. But I'm telling you that now, technologically, things are different. They're actually not. I don't fucking need a speaker. I don't need a fucking Wi-Fi speaker, dude. I don't.
This speaks to the free will. This speaks to the free will, though, right?
Is that will free? Something says this is it. This is it. I need this. Something says I need a Taylor Swift goddamn ticket for $1,500.
But that can't be the end. No, and the speaker too. It's like, things.
It may not be the end, but you know what? It's with us until the end. It's right fucking behind people. Let's say that we have more people that are of a higher consciousness state. That shit is right behind us. We got to defend that shit.
All of life is before the end. Like, this is the whole thing. This is it. We're going to die and it's going to be fine. Right? And then we're going to look back and be like, that was really weird, right? That like people were like,
and now I think you've hit the core of the true question. If I think it's going to end anyway, you know, is this an academic
What's the free will if it's dire?
Already right? done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
God's got a plan for you. God's got your life for you.
Well, and I'm just, you're speaking to the wrong
go,
audience here.
Let
no,
God.
I'm saying that because there are all of these different
it wasn't
ways
meant to be
of saying the same thing. They're all the same thing.
Those guys are charlatans, though.
But all
good
of them
people
are
will get their reward in the afterlife.
Yeah, I don't believe any
all,
of that.
All of them are charlatans.
Yeah,
because
I believe that
none of them have created shit. You don't fucking know.
That, yeah, and that's the whole point. And that's what I'm saying. I think that this is a like I've said the whole time, this is a proving ground, right? For whatever reason, Hilton, you decided to play it on hard mode. I don't know why you would do that. Maybe you're more courageous than I am. I chose to play it on fucking super, super easy mode.
And those are modalities that are fantastic. But then you have people pouring caramel and syrup and other shit. They needed to jazz it up even more. Throw other shit into it. Like some people are martyrs. Some people will say, I'm going to take on the charge of our country, our nation, our world forever in this history of 13th century. You know, look.
Right, because they're like narcissists.
We have a label for that now. Right?
No, yeah. But yes, that's what the country was founded
now,
on. It was founded on a bunch of racist narcissists.
Now, it used to be that it went from that to being a black and white narrative. Now it's a black and white emotional currency, LGBTQ, you pick Asian, whatever. There's so many to pick from that now I think we're primed to be pumped again for a consciousness shift.
What do you think?
Listen,
what would that look like?
Well, I think we're seeing some of it now. We're seeing in Beverly Hills, in New Jersey, in New York, in Chicago, in Detroit, people are backing cars into jewelry stores. Like this is
anarchy.
Not only what's that movie where the people purge?
Yeah, anarchy. Except for the one rule where you can kill people on one day. I don't know, man. Right. I feel like that's cynical, man. I think
we're really close to that. Like, what's getting next? Where is this going? They're not arresting more people.
I have no problem like jumping in on that, you know. Like, and I don't want to do that, but like,
no,
the justification is there for me.
Sure. If you break into my home, I'm gonna
it's
fucking
not gonna
shoot
happen.
You with a
you
12
guys,
gauge
you
shotgun.
Guys, it's not gonna happen. If you really let's say, real quick. If a purge happened, you guys would just be in your houses. You're not going to fucking go kill anybody.
Nope.
And everyone would be like that, except for the fucking psychopaths. They can all kill each other. It'd be fine.
How many of the population percentage wise would you imagine that psychopath ratio is? Percentage
30%.
30?
I would say fucking 3.
Yeah, I would be like
maybe
3 or lower. I would take the under on 3.
Well, maybe I'm just projecting.
No.
You're definitely doing something.
but I think the idea is that the powers that be who have been given this power, like who made the pharaohs think they were actual pharaohs?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, dude. That's more
but
my
don't
rage.
But don't you think that's what's more fun about being us? Would you rather be us or be a fucking president? Like, that sucks. I'd much rather be us and just, like, walk around and be like, oh, this is crazy. Everything's changing every 4 years. I don't know. It's fun.
I'd rather be a president after I was me.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. like I've seen it and I can go back and let me make sure that it's actually different. That it
That's interesting. Yeah.
Because I don't think there's any of that type of oversight. And I think that's what keeps a lot of people, you know, after we've had our energy sucked out of us and realize and come to the realization that you can't change it and that it's a real system, like where people are multimillionaires and then other people are poor. Once you get it that, like, oh shit, it's rigged, you're too old to still want to fight.
Yeah.
You just want to like fucking finish strong, man. You want to say, hey, look, I'm trying to tell you guys, you might want to be aware of what's coming down the road because they've been fucking us from the beginning.
Yeah. My whole life I've been like, we
got a whole new way of doing this. We pop like it and we do this. Like we go left to right instead of right to left.
Oh, Cat Williams, what are you doing here?
I'm just saying, that's what it is. That's what happens.
Hey, yeah, and so here's the thing. Here's the entire question. We can't win, right? We're done. There's no way we can win.
There has to be a way to win. Otherwise, why do we?
No. There is no way to win. It's done. We're done. And even so, the only thing we can do is live our lives and fucking move on.
What if we are able to convince the rest of the world to do everything right, to save the planet, to create zero emissions? The planet is still going to fucking die.
It'll die in like a million years or whatever, but like
our existence and all of the advances that we would make over a million years.
I get it.
Okay. Because nobody
ever backed into it, but I got it.
Well, in the back of my mind, we were never meant to stay on this planet the way that humans used to move with the seasons, follow the buffalo. We're supposed to follow technology and get off this planet.
Fuck, we're squatting.
You do or don't believe that?
I do think that.
Where would we?
Why else would we have access to the technology though?
There's nowhere else to go.
There isn't anywhere else to go.
But
we know of.
Maybe it's a dimensional plane thing. And maybe
this is romantic, man. I mean, like, that would be great.
Totally romantic.
Isn't our existence romantic though?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to get you guys to admit that like this is fun. This is fun.
So you're saying that this being fun, is this being romantic?
Oh, you got me.
Because whatever it is, I'm going to disagree with you. I just need to know.
I would say they coexist. I would say, life is fun and also romantic. And like, it's nice. I think that's what humans have going for us. It's like, even if all of life sucks, like we still keep going, right?
Is that what the smell of hope is? Fuck.
Yeah, it's a brain.
I
don't want to say this, but it feels like because all my hope, I feel like I've been brainwashed into thinking. I'm like, the only way anything's going to happen is if I start to act. And so like hope leads me to think that like, oh, hopefully something will happen instead of going like, I fucking need to make it happen.
But does hope for some people lead to action versus just, you know, hope is a thought. And then the difference between hope leading to action is influence. So like, if you have a father in the home who's saying, son, you can be whatever you want to be and let me get behind you and help you with this, or son, or dad and a mom, right? And then you have the same scenario, except for that kid doesn't have those people above him to encourage them.
Well, that's the kid that has hope, not the kid that...
What happens to potential? Like the hope of it's going to get better. We know now, like, this one has got a lot of shit stacked against him.
Yeah, the first kid you were talking about has an expectation because his parents gave him the expectation that he was going to be something.
Nah, Yeah, he didn't have hope. I didn't even think about it that way, Willie.
He knows it's going to work out.
He just thought it was going to come in. But so in his mind, everything that he says yes to or she says yes to, they are saying yes to because they really believe that it's going to be better after the next step. I'm saying, or what about the people that aren't thinking about that? They're like, nah, even if I try, it ain't going to work out.
Yeah. Cast a spell on themselves.
Because that contingency exists.
How does it matter? A lack of hope.
Like when you think about people that generationally.
Do you think there's a person out there that doesn't have hope?
Absolutely. Go to any projects in the United States. Absolutely.
No, they have hope. That's why they get out of there.
Hope. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler.
I don't even know where he's from. Oh, this is just the first basketball player I could come up with.
But understand that like, let's say it is a Jimmy Butler. He is a basketball player. He has something that is monetizable.
So we're talking about people who have nothing. No athletic ability.
They have everything that everyone else has. They have a brain. They have life in their body. They have a sense of
doesn't
self.
Doesn't this prove free will? I mean, I watch Shark Tank every week, man. And no, those people.
No, I think of, like, when you think about poverty, I think, well, I mean, not you, but I think about poverty and I say, how much free will does someone born into poverty, into third, fourth generation of poverty, how much free will do they actually have?
But that's okay.
Do they even see themselves as being free in their mind? Let's say just two generations. Like they've never been on a vacation.
That's their own hang up. So that's like,
how though? Like,
well, I came from a bad area, so I'm just going to give up. Like, oh man.
Or no one's got, like, in my bad area, there is not this wealth of opportunities.
But yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, but they go on.
One of our big conversations we had in the beginning was like, what does free will look like to a homeless person? Like, you can't even live on the land anywhere. There's no land left for you to live on.
That has nothing to do with free will, though. That's just, you're just talking about America and like,
no,
the overreach of government. Like,
that's the tool, and I agree with you. That is the tool, but the optics of it are: you say, "Hey, can you choose to leave your existing situation and be in another situation tomorrow?" The answer to that is no.
I don't think they would. I think they like where they are. There's a lot of homeless people out here and they're offered like a shelter or whatever. And they're like, nah, because I'd rather like be out here. And I think that's where we all are. Like you just said yourself, you wouldn't be white if you could choose it. So why would a homeless person choose to not be homeless? You know, I think like
I say that because I don't think that being white would be a better version of me. I have my consciousness. I'm
right, but if you were homeless,
I'm not
you
missing anything.
You wouldn't.
If I'm homeless, I would certainly choose to not be homeless. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you would not make that like happen, me, right? It's me, like, there's no magic wand
to make me not being homeless. There is. There's a government that's proposed that is supposed to provide. And make certain that is at least a right that everyone is entitled to, not something.
Sure.
That you
okay.
Have
but now,
to.
But now you're getting political.
Saying,
like,
no. But we have to understand that when we talk about tools used to divide and create conscious divides, it's a crafty system
But once you understand that they are dividing those consciousness, those divides don't work anymore, right? I mean, choose.
Listen, even in understanding that those divides exist, it still doesn't give the people power to change it. We can't shut down a plant in Missouri that's spewing out toxins into the atmosphere that's giving kids cancers.
Yeah. I don't think we're supposed to, though.
Supposed to say, hey, do we need whatever they are producing? Maybe we should realign our thinking.
If we grassroots and like brought it up, sure. But I mean, maybe I'm a coward. I just think it's fate. I think all this is fate, and the change is how you think about it and not how you actually affect it.
Like you have resolved yourself. And I think that this is something that.
Yeah. And it's probably a problem, right? Because I'm like,
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a part of pragmatism. I think it is pragmatic. Like everyone will end up at that point where it's like, fuck it, man. Why are you like, nah, you can try and do that, but yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm going to keep going. I've already knocked my head against a brick wall. I'm not going to change this shit. Now I'm going to focus on everything else that can push me forward and what I want.
Is that bad?
I don't think it is. Wait, it's not bad.
I have to go, man. I hate to cut it off so hard. I'm like, this is. I mean, like, I gotta go. It's a great session, and I don't want to cut this off because the whole point of the show is to have this conversation.
Yeah,
but now
we're right there.
We're so close, dude, okay. Willie, and you're killing it. That's okay. You're killing it.
That's okay.
It's
not okay. It's not okay.
Come back to tune in.
No, he's ruining it. He's ruining life. Hilton, thank you so much for being here. Do you want to plug anything while you're here?
Love, life, dedication, integrity, and spread light. That's what I'm plugging.
Integrity. All I heard was integrity. Everyone, stop fucking over your coworkers, man. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's fine.
Even gossip is bad.
So then you also got to do somebody doing like a topless, like, whee, spring break, yeah.
Oh, we're getting the girls gone wild to come in here after. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Right, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.